Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone.
Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 265 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm
Katie. And this episode is sponsored by Maggie.
Thank you, Maggie.
Today, we will be discussing part two of chapter 22 of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince after the burial. So make sure you have read the chapter and you're ready to mourn your way through the details.
Oh.
Anybody? Anybody? It's also October right now, as of recording.
R.I.P.
Spooky.
Dead.
I get to read that part, by the way. Anyway, awesome. Let's talk about some weekly profit news. Ooh, exciting things in the pop world.
I've told you guys about these things, but I thought that it would be fun to tell you now that they are officially open. The Forbidden Forest Experience in New York and the Harry Potter the Exhibition in Atlanta, which kind of looks like it has a couple different things. And I want to go.
Let's
we can drive
go.
There.
Why not?
Let's go.
Okay. Twist my arm.
Let's go. So, anyway, I would like to go to Harry Potter the Exhibition in Atlanta since it's drivable. And
awkward turtles.
And there's a certain Mia who's going to be in Atlanta in a couple weeks.
Wait, is it Mia or Maya? Because I'm only going to meet up with
Remember
Maya.
Those days?
I'm only meeting up with Maya. Yeah, I'm only meeting up with Maya.
The days of is it Mia or Maya and Panera breakfast?
Okay, Maya will be present. I'll go then.
All right, cool.
Nice.
Oh man, make sure to follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform and share this episode with your friends, because if you like us, then they may too. And word of mouth is the best thing for all podcasts. We've all said that before. It's just like a thing that we all talk about in the community, like please share.
If someone comes up to you and is like, why does your shirt say I did it and have a thumbs up with a cat? Be like, oh man.
Oh, let me tell you about
these crazy people on the internet.
Crazy, crazy girls.
But don't bring up Marietta.
Heard of cats with thumbs?
Oh man. Okay. You can also subscribe to our channel on YouTube if you would like to. It's Swish and Flick Podcast. And you can follow us on all the social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Swish Flickcast. Next, if you'd like to support us on Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/swishflickcast. You can be here live while we do this if you would like
you
to do that.
You can experience all of this.
And you can hear everything that we've already cut out of this episode.
Just started.
You also get access to the Felix Files, live recordings, trivia games, Swish swag boxes, and more. And thank you to all of our patrons so much. We couldn't do this without you.
Truly. I don't know what was so funny about Meg saying, we have a YouTube. It's Swish and Flick Podcast.
Silly got me.
In case you're wondering, we are always accepting Potter stories. You can also just send fun things, questions, or concerns. And please do that. Wait, please send us those by emailing us. Guys, it's 9 a.m. Our email is swishflickcast@gmail.com. Thank you. Okay, bye.
It's a different energy on a weekend morning. Let me tell you. Things aren't firing right.
Oh, my.
Even with coffee.
Oh, my.
We're not okay.
That was beautiful. Thank I have you. To say it was from the heart and it was authentic and yeah. we appreciate your realness.
Anytime. Anytime.
Well, you in know, honor of you.
Easter weekend.
Oh, I love boy. You so much.
I love you too.
Thanks for starting my morning out right, guys.
My abs Happy are Sunday. Sore from ab rehab yesterday, and now they're sore just from laughing.
I'm See? Helping your ab rehab.
If you, you listen are. To Swish and Flick, you get an ab workout along mm-hmm. with Harry Potter content.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ignore that Great. Core, baby.
Mm-hmm. Don't ignore that core. I love that. Yes.
I totally wanted to say this in the Weekly Prophet, and I messed up.
No, your time has passed.
Just I'm say sorry. It. We're not. I wanted to tell. Roll with it.
I wanted to tell everybody that we made this decision approximately an hour ago. That, well, less than that. But anyway, that's not important.
Was I here for a big
We
decision?
Are going to be doing a little book club as oh. our Felix Files for the yeah. next couple of months. And we're going to break down and read Tom Felton's Beyond the Wand. On the Felix Files. So
yes.
I'm excited because apparently he talks about a lot of cool stuff in it and we've all got our copies. We're going to take the month of November to read it, annotate it, tab it, all this fun stuff. And then starting in December, we will be doing a read along with it for the Felix Files. So
yes. So yeah. we'll finish Ginny.
Yeah.
We'll finish the Jenny's
we'll
Felix
finish
Files.
Jenny.
Finish Jenny.
And then we'll start with Tom.
Correct.
You just won 10 points to Gryffindor, Tiff.
Hey.
Gryffindor.
Thanks, Maya. Anyways. Yes.
Okay, you kind of got to give us two.
I know. Okay. So, unexpectedly, we recorded an episode sooner than we wanted to, but it's okay because it worked out. So, our last episode, we recapped LeakyCon Denver. If you want to hear all about why you should go to LeakyCon, just listen to that episode because I think we just fangirled for an hour and a half.
If I spend the whole episode just randomly being like, go to LeakyCon, will everybody who listens do it?
Right.
Probably. Get in their heads.
Just do it and go. I know tickets... go on sale in November, apparently. So be on the lookout for that. I'm sure we will be posting about it everywhere.
Go to LeakyCon.
Because I'm excited.
I have a question, though.
Yes.
Is there only going to be one LeakyCon next year since it's going to be big news?
I do believe so.
I believe so, yes.
They're going back to one.
Like, obviously, like, to experience two in a year would be, like, super fun. I feel like...
better
one would one. Be like super awesome, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah totally.
Yeah,
that's how it used to be,
and I will be there.
Hey,
you know who else is gonna be there? The prefix. You. I'm manifesting oh, it all yes. of them will be there.
All of them have to.
Basically, LeakyCon is gonna be like, it's really actually gonna be at SwishCon. They're just like dubbing it yeah. as LeakyCon.
It's mini SwishCon.
Oh god. Okay, so the recap for the last bit of the chapter we did, Ron is acting like I would and avoiding Lavender instead of just telling her, yo, things aren't working out. And Harry's like, dude, just break up with her already. Hagrid tells the trio that Aragog has died and wants them to come to the funeral even though it's after hours. Hermione doesn't like that idea. But they do end up hatching a plan that Harry will use Felix to hopefully get the memory from Slughorn, especially when his very last ditch attempt again utterly fails. Poor Harry. He tried.
Poor Harry.
Can I have a summary?
Yes. So Harry decides...
I noticed your stuff is in bold again. Just saying.
You know, I did it on purpose.
I know you do, you snake.
Next time it's going to be italicized. Underlined.
Underlined oh, each time. Oh, here, here we go.
Here she goes.
Here we go.
So Harry decides it's time to only take some Felix, not all of it.
Foreshadowing.
Mm-hmm. So he does and is immediately drunk on life and throws their whole plan out the window to go to Hagrid's. He runs into Sluggy, who's getting some plant leaves from Sprout, but then drags him along to Hagrid's, and Slughorn can't say no to seeing an actual real-life acromantula.
Wow. But also, it's not real life, it's dead. Oof. It's a real dead one.
Oof.
Unalived also is another word for that. Anyways, let's continue on. Oh, so I have thoughts about this next part. So Hermione says that it seems really harsh that they failed him, being Ron, over half of an eyebrow. And she says it really soothingly. And is it just me, or does this seem very much unlike her?
Yeah.
She is schmoozing.
I feel like she can see that. She can see that the lab thing is coming to an end. So she's like trying to get a jump start.
Are we flirting? Is this flirting?
Are we flirting?
Are we flirting right now?
Yes.
That was my favorite part of your eyebrow.
What oh!
That was my favorite part of your eyebrow.
Okay, so the trio spends most of their dinner talking badly about the examiner who failed Ron. Okay, guys, way to like make him feel better. But this does make Ron a lot more cheerful by the time that they get back to the common room to discuss getting the memory. And so Ron is like, so are we Felix or nah, bro? And Harry confirms that, yes, he's going to use it, but not the 12 hours worth. Just a mouthful should give him enough time. 3 hours should do the trick.
How does he know that's how much time he's going to get?
For real? I don't know. It's Harry Potter.
I mean, like, what if it's 2 hours and 52 minutes and then you missed out on 8 minutes that you needed?
Mm-hmm. Well, it does kind of run out because he almost gets caught on his way back up.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. Just saying. And Ron is all like, oh man, it's such a great feeling when you take it. Nothing can go wrong. And they're like, you've never actually taken it, so you have no idea. But he's like, I thought I did, so that's samesies.
Or is it just having confidence?
Is it just it's that adrenaline, happy endorphins type thing. So, yeah. Samesies? Sure, maybe. Maybe the effects are samesies. So Slughorn just has entered into the Great Hall, and they know that he likes to take his time during meals. Also samesies. Mm-hmm. And so they linger in the common room a while, and the plan was to have Harry go to Slughorn's office once he returned there. And so the sun is going down to the level of the treetops of the Forbidden Forest, and they decide,
it is time. It is time.
And this... Okay. If you don't know what that's from, it is Lion King. And it's when Simba is taking his place as king. Thank you, Megan.
It's a great emotional part.
I honestly, can I be 100% real? I have not watched Lion King in a long time because it makes me cry.
Yeah. Okay. I actually just saw a TikTok of a dog who was like legitimately watching it, and he started crying whenever Mufasa died.
So sad.
Yeah.
Dang. That hurts my heart. Anywho, so this whole scene gives me the sneakiness feeling of this adventuring, like back in Sorcerer's Stone days. Like, I love the plotting and the waiting, and we gotta sneak around. So they wait for Neville, Dean, and Seamus to go up to the common room, and then they sneak up to the boys' dorm. And so Harry takes out the pair of rolled up socks. There's the mention of socks. The author loves socks. From the bottom of his trunk and takes out the little gleaming bottle of Felix. Cheers and down the hatch.
But only 3 hours worth.
Harry, yes, only three hides hours. Everything in his socks. Everything.
I mean, who's going to want to go into a pair of dirty socks?
It's are they dirty? Pretty good.
I don't know.
What'd you say?
I just want to say yes, good. They are dirty.
It's a good hiding spot.
Should I hide stuff in my socks?
Maybe. Well, now I'm gonna the check internet your socks. Knows, so no.
Don't put potions in your socks. Katie will find them. Quote, Harry did not answer for... Oh, I'm sorry. I think they asked him how it feels. And so Harry did not answer for a moment. Then slowly but surely, an exhilarating sense of infinite opportunity stole through him. He felt as though he could have done anything, anything at all. And getting the memory from Slughorn seemed suddenly not only possible, but positively easy. He got to his feet, smiling, brimming with confidence. There's that confidence we talked about. Excellent, he said. Really excellent. Right. I'm going down to Hagrid's. What? Said Hermione and Ron together, looking aghast. No, Harry, you've got to go see Slughorn, remember? Said Hermione. No, said Harry confidently. I'm going to Hagrid's. I've got a good feeling about going to Hagrid's. You've got a good feeling about burying a giant spider? Asked Ron, looking stunned. Yeah, said Harry, pulling his invisibility cloak out of his bag. I feel like it's the place to be tonight. You know what I mean? No, said Ron and Hermione together, both looking positively alarmed. And I want to point out the fact that I love, 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 love this part in this movie. I have to say, even though Half-Blood Prince has so many differences and so many things left out, that it doesn't bother me nearly as much as Deathly Hallows 1 and 2 bother me, because the acting and the additions are so good and so natural. Like, it just makes me really, really like this movie. I love this movie a lot.
This
even though
whole scene,
tons of differences.
Yeah, this whole scene is great. Like, even like him finding Slughorn, Hagrid's getting the memory, like the addition of the story with like the fish, like it's just great. So good.
It's so good.
I also didn't realize how very close this part you just read is to the movie. Like, it's almost verbatim.
Yeah, it's very good. It's very good.
I feel
good.
Like it's the place to be tonight.
Do you know what I mean?
No. Pizzas. So good. All right. So they're both thinking that Harry is pretty unwell. And Hermione is like, is that actually Felix or is that something else? And Ron chimes in with Essence of Insanity, which I wonder, is that real? I'm just not thinking of that.
Ooh.
I wonder if that's a real potion. Because I feel like it totally could be.
For sure. I mean, there's much darker things. So
according
why not?
To the wiki, it is. Right.
Oh, nice. Well, grain of salt.
It says, Essence of Insanity was a potion which caused irrational decision-making in the drinker. Known ingredients were frog brains and beetle eyes.
Seems like a very sinister potion.
Considered exceedingly dangerous, the brewing of this potion was taught to sixth years. Oh gosh, what is this from?
Tell me. Is it the video game?
It sure is. It was taught to sixth years in the 1989-90 school year at Hogwarts by Professor Severus Snape in potions class.
And then Jacob's sibling didn't do it right.
But the fact that they took it and made it a real thing in the video game is interesting.
I will give them credit for that.
So there's even a quote from him.
Ooh. From who?
Snape.
From who? Jacob's sibling?
No, nope, Snape. It says, take your seats. We will be brewing Essence of Insanity. I shouldn't have to tell you not to consume this potion, but the baffling behavior of some of you makes me think you already have. Pay attention. We will begin with a lecture on Essence of Insanity.
Cuts deep. My goodness, what sick burns.
Sick burns. So we can take that with a grain of salt if it's actually real. But
right.
It's cool.
But dangerous. Yikes. Yeah. Yikes-a-roo. Ooh.
Irrational decision making.
I don't like that.
I do that every day.
That could unalive a few people, I feel like.
I agree with that, actually. That's kind of scary.
Anywho, Harry just laughs and tells them, trust me. Or trust Felix, because Felix is on it. Dag on it. He doesn't say that. That's not a quote.
My God. Man.
I laughed so hard my headphones fell off. Oh my God.
He's on it, dag on it.
Dag on it.
That's a little hometown coming out to play.
Harry claps his hands. He's like, it's on like Donkey Kong. Just leaves the common room.
If you think about it, Harry definitely would have played Donkey Kong.
Yeah,
no, he wouldn't have. No, because Dudley didn't have a Nintendo. He had a PlayStation.
Whatever. Details.
Don't whatever me.
No, he wouldn't have.
I'm sorry, I got real passionate for a second. He was playing Spyro.
I love.
He also could have played
Crash Bandicoot.
Sly Cooper. Loved Sly Cooper. Anyway.
Sly Cooper makes me think of those like barbecue spiral Fritos.
Oh yeah, we ate those all the time while we played it.
Yeah.
Anyway. Harry pulls the invisibility cloak over his little head. And Ron and Hermione hurry after him. And at the end of the stairs, Harry slides through the open door, but trouble in paradise, my friends. It looks as if Ron and Hermione just came down by themselves. Oh. And who's at the bottom of the steps? Lav.
Oh, what were you doing up there with her?
Oh, she bad.
Shrieked Lavender.
Shrieked.
I mean, that's a shriek, right? Because she can't see Harry, so she thinks they're up there alone. Is Felix already at work? Not just for Harry, but maybe for Ron too.
Well, so, it makes it makes Harry's life a lot easier.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because he's so annoyed with Lavender and their whole situation. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely Felix working for Harry.
Yeah.
Which in turn works for Ron.
And Hermione.
So because of Felix, that's why they're all family.
Truly, could be.
It's a Felix family. You're welcome.
But wait, we're not done.
Oh, okay.
Because he gets through the portrait hole easy, but Ginny and Dean came through it, and Harry slipped between them.
How big is this portrait hole? Continue.
I guess it's pretty big.
It's big. Didn't you see it at the, Philadelphia?
Yeah, Katie.
That's a large portrait.
Just because that's what it looks like in the movie.
I do picture it.
People have to fit through it, Catherine.
I do picture it in the book as more of like a hole.
Yeah,
and not like a walkway, but the walkway is much easier.
I agree.
Tripping over robes.
We've talked about this. I'd be so mad if I had to crawl through something every time I wanted to go to bed. No.
Yeah, agreed.
Continue.
So when he slips between Ginny and Dean, he accidentally brushes Ginny, and she gets incredibly annoyed and says, "Don't push me, please, Dean. You're always doing that. I can get through perfectly well on my own." And Dean sounds angry as the portrait swings closed, and Harry feels elated.
Elated.
That is the last little crumble there for Ginny.
And that's the way the cookie crumbles. Dean, you're too pushy.
Dean's like, I don't do anything.
God, Ginny, I didn't do it. That's what he said.
Did Harry accidentally brush against Ginny?
That's what it says.
Accidentally, in air quotes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says.
Right.
So nobody is in Harry's way, and he does not think that this is weird at all, because he's the luckiest person at Hogwarts right now. This is how it's meant to be. He didn't have a clue why he felt that going to Hagrid's was the best idea, but Felix knew. So Harry knew. Know what I'm saying?
Know what you're saying.
Yep. I know what you're saying.
And I loved this description, so I copy-pasted this from the book, but it says, It was as though the potion was illuminating a few steps of the path at a time. He could not see the final destination. He could not see where Slughorn came in, but he knew that he was going the right way to get that memory. So he definitely has the memory on the brain. This is reiterating this. This is not just Felix completely throwing everything out the window. This is knowing that is my end goal. That's my end game. And this is where I need to go to do that, even though it doesn't make sense right now.
You know, that's kind of like a good abstract like thing for life, you know?
What do you mean?
Like, sometimes you just gotta trust in yourself or in others or in a situation, even though you're not exactly sure what path it might be taking you. Like, yeah, there's things that you can plan for and all that, but there's stuff you can't plan for as well. So sometimes you just got to roll with the punches, and that's not always easy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah. I like what Kara just said in the chat. She said, I like how Felix still allows free will. It basically just amplifies your natural intuition.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. So Filch forgot to lock the front door. So Harry just walks right out, heads down to Hagrid's hut. But he didn't know why he felt this way, but he decided that it would be lovely to stroll by the vegetable patch on his walk. It was not on the way, but it was the place to go, you know, according to Felix. So there he found Professor Slughorn and Professor Sprout. And he, at this point, knows that he doesn't want to involve Professor Sprout. So he just kind of lurks and listens to their conversation. And Slughorn says, I do thank you for taking the time, Pomona. Most authorities agree that they are at their most efficacious if picked at twilight. So Sprout had helped him get a few leaves for each of his third years, plus some extra. And it's not said in the book what these leaves are, but in the film it's translated to be venomous tentacula leaves. And Slughorn is picking them himself in the movie.
And being shady.
Stealing them, rather, because they're worth 10 galleons apiece to the right buyer.
Here's the thing. And I bring this up later on. I bring this up in the next episode with my notes and when he's taking the venom from Aragog. I like Slughorn, don't get me wrong, but like it's so sneaky and weird and gives me a really bad feeling when he does this, because I feel like had he just asked Professor Sprout or asked Hagrid for this, you know, I feel like they would have obliged him. Like, why? Well, unless she needed them for like potions ingredients for the school or blah, blah, blah. Like, especially with Aragog, I'm sure Hagrid would have been like, yeah, go ahead, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. It's just weird.
So stealing. I'm like curious because, yes, in the films, it's translated that he's stealing them. But in the book, he is actually asking her for these, and he does say that it's for class. So I'm curious, do we think...
He doesn't ask Hagrid, though.
He does not ask Hagrid, but I think in this instance, is he actually asking for these four potions, or is he being sneaky and lying? I think it actually is for...
School.
I mean, maybe he's getting more than he needs, which I guess could possibly be the sneakiness there. But he does also say, like, and I also have some extra in case they mess up. So, like, you do need some extra. But it's like, okay, I don't know if in this instance he's being sneaky.
Okay.
The venomous tentacula venom, I do think that he is, because... You could have asked Hagrid and he would have said yes.
You mean acromantula?
What did I say? Venomous, yeah, the venomous tentacula. Yeah, the acromantula venom. I do think that he is being sneaky, and Hagrid 100% would have let him take whatever he needed to help the students or Hogwarts or whatever. But I don't know how I feel about like, what are the connotations that we have with him, and why do we have those? And I don't know. I think that I'm very alone in the realm of liking Slughorn.
I like Slughorn, all right.
Well, no, but I just mean, like, in the fandom in general. Like, a lot of people really hate him, and I guess I just, like, don't get it.
I don't hate him. I think he definitely is Slytherin self-preservation. He's very much thinking about himself most.
Yeah.
Almost yeah. always. But, like, that doesn't mean that we should not like him. I can be pretty selfish from time to time.
Everyone can be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel conflicted with Slughorn. Like,
well,
he's just being a Slytherin. but like being a Slytherin, not in a way that is like being a Slytherin like Voldemort or Lucius Malfoy, or you know what I mean? It's like he's being a Slytherin where it's like, okay, you're maybe not being the best person right now, but like you're not really being terrible. You know yeah. what I'm saying? It's like this, I don't, it is the self-preservation. He's thinking of himself. It's selfish, but also like, I don't know. Jen said Slughorn seems to be a fancy version of Mundungus.
Yeah. But also,
yeah.
Yeah, like, exactly. Emily said he's not harming others. He's just being selfish. So it's like, is he really that bad of a person? He's not harming anybody.
Is he selfish, or does he just see an opportunity and he takes it?
That too.
Opportunistic for sure.
It's kind of both.
Yeah.
Because I'm just saying.
I mean, people are not black and white. We've said this a lot. There's so much gray area with characters and real life people for that matter. Yeah. Like, you can't be one thing or the other. Everybody has a little bit of,
I guess it's just like in terms of like seeing a Slytherin character, he's like really not that bad. So I'm like,
you like that?
Yeah.
Listen, if he asks,
he just has Slytherin traits that like yeah. are whatever.
As far as these leaves go, if he gets them for his class, and he also get extras because that makes sense. But then there's some left over.
Sell the extras.
I'd be like, all right. And then maybe I would even
sell the extras.
I might even be like, all right, I'm gonna sell them, and then I'm gonna slip Pomona like, you know, a couple galleons for.
I don't think he would though.
Why?
I'm saying me.
Why? She has full-on access to those. She could do it herself.
She probably can't.
Well, that's...
What do you mean?
You think Slughorn contractually truly not can, alone. But he does. Yeah, so it's not his that's fault true. If she doesn't want to bend the rules a little bit.
I bet he'd
have
to follow
the same. I don't
think
Hogwarts has those kind of rules. I think it's everybody for themselves.
I agree. I
think if you make it out alive, count yourself lucky.
I like Sam said, is he being an anti-hero? T-Swift on the brain. Okay.
Always.
Anyway, so Sprout leaves after this, so Harry seizes the moment, and he just kind of takes the cloak off, steps out, and just says, good evening, Professor.
That was flourish. He lifts off the cloak.
It's like very Gilderoy of him, you know, like, good evening.
Definitely.
So Slughorn looks wary, and he's like, Merlin's beard, Harry, you made me jump. How did you get out of the castle? And Harry's just cheery, like literally just doesn't care about the reactions. He's just going with it. And he's like, I think Filch must have forgotten to lock the doors. And Slughorn scowls at this and says, I'll be reporting that man. He's more concerned about litter than proper security, if you ask me. But why are you out here, Harry? And at this moment, Felix told Harry the best thing to do was to tell the truth. So he did. He said, well, sir, it's Hagrid. He's pretty upset, but you won't tell anyone, Professor. I don't want trouble for him. And Slughorn is definitely curious at this point, but is still rather gruff and says, well, I can't promise that, but I know Dumbledore trusts Hagrid to the hilt, so I'm sure he can't be up to anything dreadful. And Harry goes on and says, well, it's this giant spider. He's had it for years. It lived in the forest. It could talk and everything.
Ew.
Oh, hello, Iggy.
I never thought about this, but I hope I'm saying your name right. Kali Ali in the Discord says, headcanon, Slughorn went out that door after Filch locked it and forgot.
I bet.
Oh,
I love that.
Snap.
Yeah, I like that. Because I don't see Filch ever forgetting
to lock
that.
The door.
Yeah. Like, it would almost be, like, impulsive, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Iggy, you coming to join the party?
I haven't heard. He hasn't been heard on the pod in a while, I feel.
He was like, hello, it's me. Okay. So Harry brings up this giant spider. Does he say that it's an acrobranula?
At this point, he doesn't.
No. Okay.
Slughorn connects the dots.
Yeah. So he says, I've heard rumors there are acromantulas in the forest. It's true then? And I like how this kind of shows, like, Slughorn, this is the second time he's been at Hogwarts teaching, and he taught there for many years before then. Like, you know, you live at Hogwarts when you're a teacher. So there's that much mystery at Hogwarts still, where, like, Slughorn doesn't even have a confirmation for everything that lives in the forest, or, like, all the secrets that go along there. Mm-hmm. I thought that was cool. So Harry confirms, yeah, there are. But this particular spider, Aragog, tells him the name. This is the first that Hagrid ever got. Why do you need even one? And it died last night, and he is devastated. Quote, he wants company.
Devastated.
He wants company while he buries it, and I said I'd go. Slughorn's, like, not really even caring that Harry's out after hours anymore.
He's just
because
caring about.
Mm-hmm. His brain is, it's whirring. So he absentmindedly is like, oh, that's touching. You can see the gears turning. And now he's talking more to himself than Harry. So he says, but acromantula venom's very valuable. If the beast only died, it might not have dried out. Of course, I wouldn't want to do anything insensitive if Hagrid's upset. But if there's any way to procure some, I mean, it's almost impossible to get venom from an acromantula while it's alive. Seems an awful waste not to collect it. Might get 100 gallons a pint. To be frank, my salary is not large.
I'm just saying, he's not wrong.
Right.
So, and I don't know what potions acromantula venom is used in, but if it's really hard to procure it while an acromantula is alive, and it's incredibly valuable, and, I mean, I'm not here to pretend that Slughorn is thinking, oh, what potions can this be used in? What ways can this help people? Okay. I'm not saying he's thinking that. He's clearly thinking about the price tag. Okay. But he's not wrong in the fact that he should collect it. And Hagrid should have thought to collect it before this, because it could help people.
It's almost like organ donor.
I'm not sure Hagrid has any of those types of things on his mind, though. You know what I mean?
I know.
Like, he doesn't even think about the unicorn hairs that get pulled off that he just uses them, like, around whatever. And okay, this is definitely showing, like, our different house traits here. I just wish he would have been like, hey,
can I collect this?
Yeah.
Well, I totally agree that he should have just asked, because
but it shouldn't be wasted. No,
it shouldn't be wasted. And I think that Hagrid would have said yes. Easy. He would have been like, yeah, of course. Like, yes, please take it. But, like, yeah, I agree. He's not thinking of that. But he's also, like, the magical creatures teacher. Like, you should think of that.
Wait, he's
sad.
Does he steal it in the book? Because in the movie,
he steals it.
Oh, no,
he does ask. You're right.
He says, I don't want to be insensitive or whatever he says, but he says the venom is uncommonly rare. And then Hagrid says, well, it's not doing him any good now, is it? So then Slughorn goes and gets it.
That's how it would have happened.
That's how it should have happened.
Yeah.
True.
But no, he's sneaky about it, because I just read it yesterday or the day before.
Should have asked.
And he, like, hides the vials.
Yeah.
And Harry notes in his head, he's thinking, he's like, Hagrid didn't notice anything.
Mm.
See, mm-hmm. I say this all the time, just in, like, and this is not, you know, with Hagrid was close with the spider. I don't understand it, but that's not my place to understand. If you're friends with somebody, you're friends with somebody, right? But, like, even if I have something that's mine, if someone doesn't ask to use it, that's upsetting to me. But if you were to ask, 9.5 times out of 10, I'd be like, yes, absolutely. But when you don't ask me,
it's just respect.
Yes. I don't like that.
Maybe I'm also just, like, really on the train of thinking about this because I have been very, very into watching Grey's Anatomy. And, like, genuinely, though, because it's like sad things happen and then they're asking about, like, organ donation. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So it's like, to me, it's like, wow, like that has to be such, as Slughorn says in the movie, uncommonly rare. Like, please collect it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just interesting.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Indeed. Mia says, so it's like the movie's reversed when he was being sneaky. So instead of being sneaky.
Yeah.
In herbology.
You're right. So it was like one or the other.
Yeah.
I would have rather it happened the way it did in the movie.
Yeah.
In the book. Because to me, it's like, is it really that big of a deal to steal some leaves from the herbology classroom where it's like, you should ask to take acromantula venom from someone's like. Pet.
Well, and like Hagrid's like sobbing. Like clearly that he can tell. It's not like it's hard to tell that they were close.
Yeah. Is he really a pet though? If he's like chatting it up and stuff. Feels like he's more a like
friend.
A friend.
Companion. I don't know. Anyway.
Iggy is about to blow. He's gonna sneeze.
What's that Kesha song?
Blah.
Oh my gosh.
What song? Oh, Kesha.
Blow. Yeah.
Iggy, you have a new theme song. So here's Slughorn muttering to himself about the possibilities of this venom. And Harry, through Felix, I'm sure, clearly sees what needs to be done. So he knows where to put all the right hesitations in his delivery when he's like, well, you can come if you want. Hagrid would probably be really pleased, and it would give Aragog a better send-off. Slughorn, sold on it.
He's like, I'll forget that you're out of bed after hours. Who cares?
Right. Right. I have the opportunity to make a buck. So he tells Harry, like, okay, I'll meet you at Hagrid's with a bottle or two. We'll drink to the poor beast. He says, well, not health, but we'll send it off in style.
Not health. So rude.
And then he's like, all right, I'm going to go change my tie because the one I have on is a little exuberant for the occasion. He's like, really getting in, like getting into.
He's gonna make a lot of cash.
Yeah, cash he's really money. Committing to this.
Yeah.
So Harry goes to Hagrid's, and Harry tells him Ron and Hermione couldn't come, and Hagrid's like, "It doesn't matter. Aragog would have been touched that you were here. Would he? Would he?
No. Yeah,
they don't have a very good history. Okay, Hagrid.
Hagrid is what is the word I'm looking for?
He's got rose-colored glasses.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's got mom goggles on when it comes to his little creatures.
Mommy goggles.
Mm-hmm.
I get those with Fillmore sometimes. It's okay. I understand.
My kid can do no wrong.
Do I know he's a PETA? Absolutely.
I'm here to tell you otherwise.
So Hagrid made himself a black armband out of what looked like a rag dipped in boot polish. His eyes were puffy, red, and swollen. And Harry gives him a little pat on the elbow because it's the highest point he could easily reach on Hagrid. But I looked up, like, I knew kind of where they were going with it, but I was just wondering if there was, like, any deeper meaning to a black armband or what you can also call a mourning band. It's a public display of mourning, grief, and irretrievable loss. I think it's more so used in, like, military-ish situations, but nonetheless. So Harry asks if they're going to be burying Aragog in the forest, and Hagrid says, blimey, no. The other spiders won't let me anywhere near their webs now Aragog's gone. Turns out it was only on his orders they didn't eat me. Can you believe that, Harry?
Yeah.
And Harry's honest answer is yes, but he does not say that. Poor Hagrid, like, I mean, Aragog literally was king of the arachnids in the forest, right? So, like,
king of the arachnids.
Undoubtedly, they are not going to come after Hagrid, even in the least bit. But, like, I don't know. If you were anyone other than Hagrid, I could probably bet you that you could see the hunger in their eyes anytime you came in there.
Mm-hmm. Hungry eyes.
So Hagrid says there's never been a part of the forest he couldn't go before, and it wasn't easy getting Aragog's body because Acromantulas usually eat their dead, but he wanted to give him a nice nice burial, a proper...
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
End off. I'm like picturing Hagrid fighting off these also giant spiders trying to get his friend's body, and it's kind of sad.
How do you... Yeah, like, how do you get it?
I wonder if it was like a real quick thing. Like, I'm guessing Hagrid has to have been there when Aragog did die because he knew that he was ill.
Yeah.
There's no other way, because if he went, first of all, they probably would have eaten him by the time Hagrid came back. Second, Hagrid probably was like, they probably turned instantly. As soon as Aragog was dead, he's not ruling anymore. So he probably just like grabbed it, did an instinctual run, and that was it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I want that story. Give me a fan fiction about stealing Aragog's body.
A theft.
A theft. So Hagrid is sobbing. Harry pats his elbow some more. Very compassionate, this one. And the next thing he tells Hagrid is straight from the mouth of Felix, because it seemed to indicate that it was the right thing to do. So he says, Professor Slughorn met me coming down here, Hagrid. And this is when Hagrid looks alarmed. He's like, you're not in trouble, are you? Like, I know you shouldn't be out of the castle in the evening. I know it's my fault. And this made me realize, like, we give Hagrid grief. Hagrid does get grief from other people about not being responsible, especially when it comes to Harry sometimes. Like, treats him more like a friend and kind of disregards the rules or just doesn't think about the danger of things. But in this moment, he does recognize he shouldn't have asked Harry, but like, Harry's probably his best friend. He probably wrote to him about this at a very low point. Like, Hagrid lost literally
the parchment.
Right. This is Hagrid's oldest friend. We see him with this creature at 13, and we know Hagrid's like at least in his 50s now, right?
It's so hard because like Hagrid truly does lose he loses almost everything because of Tom Riddle. It's like he probably lost a lot of friends because he couldn't continue at Hogwarts.
And they all thought he was trying to unleash a monster in Hogwarts.
Right. And like, he loses his education. He loses probably a bunch of friends. He thankfully he has Dumbledore, and until that point, I feel like Dumbledore's probably all he has.
Oh, yeah, because listen, kids are mean.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are very mean. So here's this 13-year-old.
Especially at 13.
Mm-hmm. Here's this 13-year-old who is already different because he's half giant. So he's already larger than the normal, quotes, normal kid at Hogwarts.
Oh, yeah, he got bullied.
Oh, yeah, he was already probably getting bullied. Then he gets accused of unleashing this monster and gets expelled, has his wand taken away.
then becomes...
And never given back, by
right,
the way.
Right. Then Dumbledore has, like, helps him out and lets him be gamekeeper. But you know all those kids in his year were probably not kind to him.
Even as gamekeeper.
Yeah.
It makes me think of, like, the movie A Little Princess.
Yes.
A little bit. How it's like she That's was friends with all of the kids. And then all of a sudden, because she lost everything, now they're not allowed. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's sad.
Yep.
Kids listening, don't be so cruel. Don't Adults cruel. Listening, also don't be so cruel. Oh, speaking of Hagrid's wand, I think we talked about this before, but I don't know how much we talked about it on here. We talked about Hagrid's wand being snapped because that's what happens, right? And then obviously Dumbledore has the Elder Wand, so he is able to fix Hagrid's wand, put it within the umbrella, and Hagrid's able to use it that way. I don't know if anybody's made that connection, and if you haven't, you're welcome.
Very recently, I think because of you. Because when I first was like, before you brought that up, we talked, I don't remember we talked about it, but I was always under the impression that like it was kind of like just like taped together in there, but that wouldn't have worked well. He wouldn't have been able to do magic well at all, because we see that with Ron, like that it doesn't work at all. So I like that a lot.
Yeah, the only reason why his magic seems not that great is because he never finished school and probably didn't practice a lot.
Right.
So he just uses it for what he like knows how to do. So that's why it seems that way. It's not like broken magic like Ron's was. It's just immature magic, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Yeah, he can't really practice because, I mean, if the ministry wanted to, they could come down on him, at least when he was younger. Mm-hmm. If you do you still have the trace on you if you get expelled? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I want to bring up something that Samantha mentioned in the chat, which is interesting. Sure. Because she said, isn't doing what Hagrid did sort of disrespectful to Acromantula culture, like, and against Aragog's family's wishes? And then she continued and said, Acromantulas are sentient creatures with some sort of culture. They at least have a family structure. Hagrid taking Aragog's body away because he wants to do the burial and whatnot his way versus what Aragog's family wants isn't right. It kind of reminds me a tad of colonialism values with the I know best attitude. And Coleoli says, I think that we experienced that a lot with Hagrid, like breeding the blast-ended Scroots, keeping Grop, spiders in boxes. I do think that that, I don't know, it's a good comparison.
That's a great point.
Yeah,
that's a great point.
I've never thought of that before, and
same.
I think you are correct. Thank you for bringing that up.
And I think that,
and Hermione with House Elves, Mia brings up as well.
Yeah.
Dobby is an outlier. Like, you just need to do what those people, beings, wish for themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It's such a, like, bringing up gray area again. It's like, just because you have the heart and good intent behind it doesn't necessarily make it the right thing.
It does almost, like, kind of make you think... It kind of makes you think, like, what were those people thinking when they did X, Y, or Z? You know, it's like,
oh, yeah,
people can be so brainwashed that they truly believe that they're doing what's best when they're not.
I mean,
when they are
you can think about that with, I mean, anything today. With somebody believes that something is good for themselves, great. That's great for you. That's not great for everyone, because we all think differently, believe differently. Have different values. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just can't push yourself upon people.
Yeah.
Show them because who you are. If they choose to go your way, great. If they don't, also great.
It would be one thing if we knew what Aragog wanted. But we don't. Really.
Does Aragog have any will or last testament of Aragog?
Because clearly Aragog did have a relationship/friendship with Hagrid, because he had such a hold Well, but he had such a hold over his whole family and said, you will not touch Hagrid.
It's written in his web. Stop. Is this Charlotte's web coming through? Thank you, Sam.
So, like, truly, what did Aragog want? We don't know. I mean, he truly did, I would say, in their own way, he loved Hagrid because...
Sure.
Yeah. As much as a spider can love a man.
Right.
Oh, my God.
It's interesting. I don't know. Giant. It's just interesting. It's interesting. So, like...
It's the last web and testament of Aragog Acromantula.
Maybe Aragog.
Katie's done.
Maybe Aragog left Hagrid 13 cents just like Taylor Swift left her children 13 cents.
Oh my God.
In her last will and testament.
Oh, you.
She's turning into a cat sanctuary.
Cats don't even like the beach.
Oh my God.
Tiffany, go watch the anti-hero video. Did you get
it? So good.
I have done, don't hate me, I've done nothing Taylor Swift related.
Oh,
listening, we are not thriving over here this week. she left. She hates me.
Why'd you leave?
Oh,
I know. Taylor Swift. Didn't do anything Taylor Swift. Mm.
Got it.
Sorry.
At least, like, shake it off or something.
No. Midnight.
I mean, I agree. Meg, look at that puppy in the chat. Feel like you would lose your mind.
Yeah, that's a really cute puppy.
Oh, goodness. Where are we?
Where are we? All right, let's see. Hagrid was seeking comfort. Okay. So Harry reassures him, no, I'm not in trouble. And he lets him know that Slughorn wanted to come and pay his last respects. Really, he just wanted to come and steal some venom. Quote, he's going to change into something more suitable, I think. Again, I'm going to give props here for Slughorn really committing to the part and wanting to
get what he wants. He wanted to be respectful in some sense, I suppose.
He is bringing...
Before he steals, he's going to get vials as well. Let's not lie.
Right. Going to get some booze to do a little toasty toast.
A little toasty toast.
Yeah. So Hagrid looks both astonished and touched. He says that's right nice of him. And also for not turning him in either. I've never really had a lot to do with Horace Slughorn before. But coming to see old Aragog off the way, well... He'd have liked that, Aragog would. Would he? Aragog would probably just want to, like, if you're not Hagrid, mealtime.
Snacks.
Snacks. Spider snacks.
Is Aragog a Hufflepuff?
You know?
He's loyal.
He's loyal and, like, food above all else. So maybe.
I don't like that, but okay, we do accept
You'll take him. You'll take him.
So you get Aragog and Bellatrix.
What a combo.
Somebody's going to say no when they're driving in their car, Megan.
Nothing can convince me otherwise.
Other than the fact that the Sorting Hat put her in Slytherin.
She might have chosen. Maybe the Sorting Hat wanted to put her in Hufflepuff, but she was stubborn.
Well, we'll never know, will we?
No, because she's dead.
And so is Aragog.
Yeah.
Weep womp.
Also, spiders don't attend Hogwarts.
Can you imagine little Aragog sitting on the stool? Getting the
hat. How many pencils? 8 notes.
Why would they be pencils? It'd be quills.
I know, they're quills. I'm silly.
What's wrong with you?
A lot. All right.
Give me some questions.
Yes. Get those questions.
Okay.
I just want to tell everybody that I already have a joke picked out.
Wow.
I know.
I'm proud.
I think you spin a web of lies.
I didn't. But that was great spider humor.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Leo.
Sam asks, what would you do with 12 hours of Felix? I don't know. That's a lot. I probably would break it up like Harry did.
Yeah.
12 hours with Felix.
I don't know what I would use Felix for, period.
Felix, I would use it to land somehow never needing to work a 9-to-5 job again.
Yes.
That's pretty great.
Oh, I would definitely use it for like a job interview. Yeah. Like a dream job interview. I don't know. Tiffany, do you have anything?
I'd use it for a flight.
Oh. That's a good one.
The best.
You could probably just get away with using like the draft of peace, though.
That's true. That's true. Maybe I'd go and play the slots.
There you go.
Oh, my God. I would. Oh, yeah. Emily says Tiff ride rides without getting sick.
Yes, yeah, I would go to Disney and Universal.
That's awesome.
I actually would want to take it before my marathon.
Aw, that's a good one.
Because then I wouldn't have to worry about injury or getting swept.
Kendra asked if there's a day in the past where you wish that you could have had Felix. I don't know.
I don't really ever like look back or have regrets, you know?
Yeah, I try not to.
You know, anytime I need to make a phone call, if I could just take a little droppy drop.
Just tiny little sip.
Just a tiny.
I could have it for when I make my dentist appointment.
Oh, man.
Literally any anxious moment. Just get like one of those eyedroppers and put it in there. Just a little dab on the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Good to go.
Katie K asked, I like this. Socks, shoes, or barefoot?
Barefoot.
Socks.
Okay. I rarely have socks on.
I hate socks.
I always have socks on because my body doesn't think that my extremities are important and they get cold immediately.
That's true. Yeah. Your body does do that to you.
Yep.
Mike asks, what essence potion would you make instead of essence of insanity?
I would brew essence of awesome so everyone can
essence
be cool
of
anti-anxiety.
Like,
oh yes,
essence. I like yours too, Katie, though.
Essence of Zoloft.
I would want like an essence of like being drunk. So that
what?
No, listen. Because sometimes, like, you
these
just
are
get
our children that listen to this. Good Lord.
Okay, we can cut this out. But essence of like, just like an essence of being drunk, because like sometimes like
the
being
giddy
drunk
happiness.
Like feels good and like makes you happy, but like I hate the after effects of it. So like,
yeah,
if I could just get like the happy feeling and then not deal with anything after, like that'd be so nice.
So
essence,
do you mean
of
like
loosey goosey?
Yeah,
essence. Okay, I'll just say that and like we don't have to explain it, but like Bev cut all of this out before just what I'm saying. So I would do essence of loosey goosey. Just
there
like
you go.
Feel good.
Feel good potion.
A feel good potion.
Got it. Got it.
Jen asks, do you think Slughorn ever broke into Hagrid's hut to steal any of the items he could sell, like unicorn hair? I don't know if he would have gone that far.
I don't think so. I think
that's a lot of work.
Yeah, I think that's too far.
I feel like
I don't think so.
He only does things that are easy.
When the opportunity presents itself.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's an opportunistic. Is that a word? He is opportunistic.
He's opportunistic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam asks, if Felix makes Harry have a Gilderoy moment, who would Felix make you have a moment like?
Oh. Do you have to pick somebody you don't like?
No, I don't think it has to be somebody that you don't like. Just somebody that you think that you would channel if you were on Felix.
Fozzie Bear.
Mm.
Scritches. Kibble. Snugs.
Yeah, Phil's got the life, man.
Yeah, Phil thinks Phil gets whatever Phil wants at all times.
Phil probably mostly gets whatever he wants.
except when Katie's watching.
Oh yeah.
I throw down the hammer. This is one of those funny moments where like I said something that I didn't mean it this way, but the way that I said it made it sound like it was really mean.
Oh geez, Louise.
But I said, Katie, the worst thing that ever happened to Phil was having you as a mom. Because
that's not what I meant.
What I meant is that she's very like on
top.
Don't
let him get away with stuff.
She does not let him get away with things. So I was like in a joking way being like, man, that is the worst thing that's ever happened to Phil, is having a mom who's just like on top of like not letting him get away with anything. Which is a good thing, which is actually being a good mom, but I just worded it. Keep digging your little hole.
Yeah.
I just worded it wrong.
Is that like when you said you feel alone when Katie's there?
I brought that up. I was like, you know, this is an alone moment.
I was like, no, but that's not what I meant. What I meant is that you're a good dog mom.
Oh, thank you.
But
Phil just
doesn't get away with as much as he could have if he didn't have you as a mom. But that's a bad thing. You know what I'm saying?
For him, it's a bad thing. For him, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just keep digging over there, Meg. Just keep digging.
Listen, I meant it in a positive way. I think that you're a great dog mom. You pay attention to him way more than
really?
I do. And I should pay attention to him more because he's a little...
Meg, you think I'm a good
dog
mom?
Yeah, I do.
Truly?
Yeah.
You are.
Thanks, guys.
No, I do. I meant that in a positive thing towards you, but like a negative thing for Phil. You know what I mean? Like,
Meggie,
but he still loves you.
Meggie, we have a lot of years of history together. I know what you meant.
I know that you know, but I just feel like people won't know. And they're going to be like, Katie, it's okay to leave the relationship.
Oh, my God. No, thanks. I am wonderfully happy right where I am.
And then Tiffany joins the chat.
Where were we?
I'm glad that you knew. That was the end of the lightning bolt round. So you go ahead with the fan story.
Okay.
Fan story comes from Ashley with two E's. I like that spelling. From October of 2019.
Wait, Ashley Simpson spells her name that way.
Is this Ashley Simpson?
You make me want to live.
Ashley, I'm so sorry.
I apologize.
Oh boy. Okay. Also, it's October now, so pretty great. Hi, ladies. I'm Ashley, and this is my Potter story. I never got into Harry Potter as a kid. To be honest, the movies scared me for a while. Most of my friends had read them and were obsessed, so they talked about it all the time. I was able to kind of pick up what the stories were about. It wasn't until I was in college that I even began to read the books. It was 2017, and I kept reading all the stuff about the 20th anniversary of Sorcerer's Stone that I had the thought that maybe I should read them.
Yeah, you should.
It was summer, and I checked the first book out from my university library. As soon as I finished it, I knew immediately that my sister just had to read them. She was 15 and a super avid reader. I bought all the books secondhand, and as soon as I finished one, I would let her read it. We quickly became obsessed, naturally. I will say she did more than me. I was having a hard time at school and definitely used the books as an escape, but took a break after I finished. We would still talk about Harry Potter a lot, and eventually I had the box set of movies. In July of 2019, I was looking for a new podcast and wondered if there was a Harry Potter one, because I wanted to learn more about the books and hear what other people thought. I thought your logo was so adorable.
Thanks!
So I clicked on it and have been hooked ever since. I have a 2-hour drive to work.
Oh my gosh.
And
to and from.
That's a lot of hours.
That's long. That would be like if I worked in Tampa.
Or like in Ohio if we were in Columbus.
Ooh.
Yeah. No, yeah, Tampa is actually less than that. A little bit. Anyway, I have a 2-hour drive to work most days, and my boyfriend also lives 2 hours away in the other direction.
Oh my goodness.
So I listen super often. I found your podcast just when I needed it.
I hope you don't lease a car. It's like the first thing I was like, that's a lot of miles on a car.
Can you tell we lease?
Oh man.
I've been having a hard time taking on a new job, moving back home after school, and not having any friends back home. So thank you guys for being my friends and talking to me on my long drives.
You're welcome.
Thank you for letting us talk in your ears constantly. I took my first trip to Harry Potter World in September of 2019 with my bestie, and as soon as I walked in Diagon Alley, I turned to her and said, oh my God, I have to bring my sister here. I was so amazed at how amazing everything looked. It was better than I could have imagined. Also, frozen butterbeer is the bomb.
It's pretty good.
Yes, I agree.
Also in September, that's a great choice because it was probably hot, 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 hot. So I'm super excited to take my sister for her first ever trip to Harry Potter World in January 2020.
Much better weather.
I hope you made it. I think she should have.
That was probably okay.
February thing.
Leader one back to us. Did you make it?
Yeah.
You made it, right? You made it.
Well, we went to Disney February.
I know. Yeah, we went in February and Katie got sick. So I hope that you didn't get sick when you came in January of 2020.
Yeah. Ooh, we need the follow-up.
Yes, please give us a follow-up.
Wait, she also listens to your podcast and would be so excited to hear this.
Oh, hi, sister.
Oh, hi, sister.
Dang it.
Wait, does that count for both of us? Because we all said it.
No.
I said it first.
No, I know, but like, do you get two jinxes?
Yes, you both owe me Cokes.
That's... I wish you could see her face right
I'm
now. She's
just
so serious.
Saying, go Whatever. Check the tallies.
All right, Megan give her two winning. Tallies. Me, Megan me, is me, winning. Me. All right, whatever.
I'm gonna get
double Cokes.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry, Ashley. Okay, to continue. Oh, also my house is Hufflepuff.
My Hufflepuff house.
Jinx! No, we didn't say the same thing. I tried.
I'm so on the rails today. My house is Hufflepuff. What up, Katie? What up, Ashley? My Patronus is a hummingbird. And my wand is pine wood with phoenix feather core, 11 3/4 inches pliant flexibility.
Okay, I really like your Patronus. That's awesome.
That is cool. Very cute.
My sister is a Gryffindor. Hey, Tiffany.
Hello.
Her Patronus is an adder. And her wand is you with a unicorn.
Oh, you.
Yeah, you with the unicorn hair, 12 inches. Me and your sister have the same wand minus length.
Nice. How long's yours?
I could look that up though.
Okay.
Love each of you and what you bring to the podcast. You all are so wonderful. Ashley, I think it's safe to say that we really enjoyed your story.
Yeah. That's a great story.
I truly do need an update on your trip.
Yeah. I need to know if you made it.
Yeah. I'm assuming you did.
Yeah.
Nobody knew then. I mean,
no.
If you listen to our episodes in January of 2020,
not nobody.
Right. Yeah. If you listen to our episodes, then we had a lot of plans that year.
Mm-hmm. We did. We went that year real hard. And
Oh man.
Yeah.
It's okay. I have a really good feeling about 2023. It's going to be a good year.
Don't jinx it.
I was trying to think of a way to make like a Taylor Swift line of 22, but with 23. Like, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22.
I don't know about you.
I don't know about me.
If you want to ask me,
I'm feeling I don't know about 23. Me, but I'm feeling 23.
Anyway, Ashley, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ashley Simpson.
Oh, my God.
Wait, you have a sister. So you are Ashley Simpson.
Oh, my gosh. Tell Jessica I said hello.
If your sister's name is Jessica, I don't even know what to do.
Guys, Jessica Simpson listens to our podcast.
Solidified.
Okay, so last episode, we're going to joke time. Last episode, Tiff wasn't here because we were talking about the leaky, and she was probably a little leaky out her nose. She was
don't say
ill.
Leaky because I got to pee.
Sorry,
so real bad. I.
But Tiff, we have acquired the Stupefying Shenanigans for Slytherin's joke book. So now we have all four houses.
We do.
Nice.
So I'm going to be.
The last joke out of the Slytherin book was good, too.
Yeah.
Say it again. Do you have it?
I crossed it off.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Well, we'll text it to you,
Tiff. See if I can find it.
Yeah, you text it to me.
Okay. Oh, my God. I picked this one. Didn't you? Okay. Wow. I'm so good. Ready?
Wow. I'm like so good. That timestamp that needs to go on a thing. Oh, wow. I'm so good.
Pat on the back.
Okay. Did you hear that Aragog became a DJ? He was just so good at spinning.
You are so good.
Oh man. Aragog.
Oh, Aragog. King of the arachnids.
His body will decay.
But his spirit Jinx,
lingers on.
Jinx, you owe me a coat.
That's not how this works.
Oh my God.
It should be. Anyways, read the socials.
If you'd like to follow us on social media, clearly after this episode, I'm sure that you want to.
Or you have run screaming.
Myself and Katie are on Instagram and TikTok at The Peaches Family. Tiffany is on Instagram and TikTok at TiffSwish_flick. Tiffany, what have you been doing? Do you feel better?
No. No, I don't. I started back at work. Everybody in the family, minus Martinius Omely, knock on wood, is sick. Jamesy boy is better. Rosie is getting almost better. My left nostril doesn't work today. My right one didn't work yesterday. Mm. Yeah, but that kind of goes with the territory of a classroom full of germy children. But it's good. It was really rough first 3 days, but I think that it's going to get a lot better. I've already gotten a lot of compliments on like classroom management with this little firsties group, so that feels good. I ordered new glasses. They should be coming tomorrow. Warby Parker.
We need to do Warby Parker. Let's do that this weekend.
So today.
Yes, let's order glasses. I really need them. I need them.
I got the clear, like the clear ones, and I never in a million years thought that I would get clear glasses. But like, so there was a woman in there, and she was helping me out, and I put them on, and it was literally like when Harry found his wand, it was like a moment, and she was like, "Those look good." I was like, "These look good." She's like, "You need those," and I was like, "Yes, I do."
I loved my clear glasses. I got some from Zenni. I think I'm gonna order the exact same ones again.
They lay broke.
Yeah, I lost they one of the broke. Lenses.
Well, because someone put them in their apron at work.
Well,
dear baby,
when you're a barista and you have to wear a mask at work you have plastic glasses that just kind of like sit, they were fogging up and they were really annoying me. I just took them off
that sucked the most is like you could have popped that back in, but the lens just disappeared.
I just lost the lens. I have no idea where it is.
Yeah. You're going to find it.
Yeah.
One day.
I know.
If I can find them, I'll put them in the Discord. So yeah, order new glasses. They should be here tomorrow, hope. And unfortunately, we missed like my family's fall party this weekend, which stinks. We've missed my nephew's birthday and now my niece's birthday because of illnesses. So we're pretty much going to be like, I guess Marty put it this way. He is like, we need to just pick up on a weekend and be like, hey, we're coming down for the day. I'd be like, you know what? That works. Because sometimes you can't always plan these things out like that, I suppose. Especially with young kids. Like, there's 5 kids in all. Somebody's going to be sick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially this time of year. But yeah, speaking of this time of year, it is RSV season. It is rampant. Do not touch or kiss babies who aren't yours. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, even their little hannies go in their mouths. Don't touch the babies. Don't kiss the babies. Even if you really want to, I don't care. Wash your hands. Don't touch babies. That's my PSA. What else? What else am I doing?
You finished a book.
Did I?
Yeah, you finished Soulmate Equation.
I did. I finished the Soulmate Equation.
Did you like it?
I loved it. It was exactly the fluff that I needed. So I am now 14 chapters into Silver Flames. I'm also reading The Fellowship of the Ring.
How are you liking Fellowship?
It's good. Yeah. It reads easier than The Hobbit did for me. Really? I read like 5 pages of The Hobbit and I was like, no.
Oh my gosh, I loved The Hobbit and I just like I've tried twice on Fellowship and I can't do it. I should try again, but
do it.
Yeah.
Do it. I've been watching the movies though. So the movies are streaming on Prime. And Rings of Power. And then there's a new show on Apple TV Plus that I'm going to watch. It's got Ron Funches in it, and I can't remember his name. Maya Rudolph's in it. Somebody help me. I'm going to start watching that. Marty watched a few episodes, and he's like, this is freaking gold. Maya Rudolph. She's from SNL. You'll know her if you see her face. Right. Ron Funches is a comedian. I don't know. It looks really good. And I have, you guys, I've only watched one episode of Andor. That's on Apple TV Plus.
Oh, okay.
And just so you know, for everybody out there, I don't know when this airs, so it might be too late. But this is for people live on Discord. It's The Great Pumpkin. Charlie Brown is not airing on TV this year for the first time in like a million years. But Apple TV Plus will let everybody watch it for free the weekend of, like the weekend leading into Halloween. And then somebody on one of Marty's podcasts was like, but honestly, he's like, just because it's nostalgic, does that mean the content is good? And I'm like thinking about it. And I'm like, oh, geez, don't do that to my childhood. Because if you think about it, Lucy is terrible.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff that they say in there, I'm like, oh, I wouldn't want Rose to say that. But like, I have to watch it.
Right.
But Alana likes it. I don't know. But she's always like, Lucy's not nice.
Well, it's good she knows.
See, yeah. Lucy's a teaching moment.
Yeah. Truly. Truly.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah. I found my glasses. They are called Clemens, and they are in the smoky quartz crystal. They are a medium with glasses. Just so you know, for Warby Parker. I'm done talking because I have to hit up the urination station. So go, go, go.
No, you're good. I was going to ask you, or I was going to tell you, if you need any more Christina Lauren Rex, hit me up.
I will let you know when. You know what? I already have another one downloaded, I think.
Something Wilder, I think.
I don't know.
Or Love in Other Words. It's one of those two. But both of those are fantastic and you should read both anyway. So, okay. What have I been doing? I hurt my knee in Denver, as we discussed on the LeakyCon episode. And it's getting better. It is. It feels more now just like an annoying bruise and less burny when I touch it. It doesn't burn anymore. It just feels like a bruise. So we're getting there.
Mm-hmm.
And I am reading, I'm going to read the Snape book today, later.
Ooh.
The new Snape one. And after Katie reads it all, I can send it to you. Actually, I think it's available for purchase now. The new updated one. It has like 20% more info in it, Tiff.
Lori Kim.
Yeah. So.
Always hitting us with the straight up facts.
Oh, I know what I've been doing. I've been listening to Taylor Swift a lot.
Well, yeah.
Okay, my top 5, because I can't do a 3, are Vigilante. Can't say the second word.
Poop.
What if that's what it was called?
Lavender Haze. Question. Karma. Answer. And there is another one.
Snow on the Beach.
I really do love Snow on the Beach.
I love that song.
I really, really do. Where does Lana sing in it? Does she? Oh, Antihero is in my top 5. So Lavender Haze, Antihero, Question, Vigilante, and Karma. Those are my top 5. But genuinely, this is a no-skip album for me, for the most part.
Nice.
There are like two songs that, and I don't want to say what they are because people have opinions.
I want to know.
But there are two that like sometimes I feel like skipping sometimes. But I also like am not sad if I don't skip them. You know what I mean? But like sometimes I just like really want to get to like one of the ones I really like. So I'm just like, going forward. So yeah,
nice.
I'm really enjoying it. I loved the anti-hero video. I'm excited for the next video. Yeah. I'm done. Katie, what are your top five? What are your top five?
Oh my god, it's gonna be really hard. I really like Snow on the Beach. These are not in any order. Anti-hero. Question. I'm gonna forget a bunch of them.
You said you really liked Labyrinth.
I like Labyrinth. And like, I don't know if I like Sweet Nothing or...
I like Sweet Nothings. That's the one she wrote with Joe.
You're on Your Own Kid better.
Mm.
Sweet Nothing's really good. I'm going to pick that one.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Let's see. I'm really mad at my ankle because I went to go do a 7-mile run today and only got 1.6 because it decided to start hurting and I was scared to mess it up. Mm. So because
you got a half next weekend.
No, 2 weekends. 2 weekends. Oh my God, Meg.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
But still 2 weekends, yeah. Wine and Dines in 2 weekends, which is super exciting. But yeah, I'm my ankle's for it. Being stupid, so whatever.
Yeah.
We'll get you like a compression-y type sleeve maybe for it.
I just don't know why it started hurting because I had like a 2-day break from runs and my last run went fine.
And it didn't hurt the last
one? No. And then yesterday we were just walking around, like just walking, and my foot started hurting.
Maybe compression will help though.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll do something. We'll figure something out.
Just annoyed at it, you know? Whatever.
Yeah. It's injuries are frustrating, especially when you're like on a mission.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. But you can't make it worse because then that'll just make everything you're feeling worse because you'll be stuck longer. I finished Something Wilder today. I
don't know if I told you did? That.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
It was very good.
I like that book.
It was very good.
And nice. Now she's going to start.
I can't say it.
And now she's going to start.
You better say what I want you to say.
I think I'm going to start Throwing a Glass.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah! Get ready for heartbreak.
I know, right? I'm going to be listening to it on my run and just like sobbing when stuff happens.
You've got a while till you're there. Just right. Learn
get
it.
Get in the groove. Get in the groove of it.
Get to know the character that my D&D character is based off of.
Oh, speaking of, my life is haunted because...
We're about to fight these spiders and it's going to be terrifying.
Well, that's the night. But that face of an ant is just literally...
Oh my
Meg
God.
Showed me this. Seriously. She was like, what is this? And I was like, what? What do you think this is?
I thought that I was joking.
Right? If you don't know what I'm talking about,
it
Google
looks like
at your own discretion.
Fresh HE double hockey sticks. Okay.
Yes. I literally thought Meg was showing me a Dungeons and Dragons creature that we were going to be fighting in our next session. That's literally what I thought it was.
Never know.
It looks like it crawled straight out of the fiery pits of you know what. I don't like it. I don't like that there's more of those in the world than us. I don't know. I can't handle that.
I'm excited for your Throne of Glass journey, though.
Thanks. Yeah. Thank you for derailing my aunt talk because I need to stop because don't want to talk about it anymore. Anyway, yeah, that's my life.
Okay.
Sweet.
I don't think there was any bingos.
No bingos.
The House Cup standings are Ravenclaw in first with 2,358, Hufflepuff in second with 1,817, Slytherin in third with Tiffany's scared. For me to get to the Gryffindor scores, I can tell. Slytherin is in third with 1,622 and Gryffindor's in fourth with 978. We are getting there.
Almost
it was in the 600s not that long ago, so. Gryffindors. Come on.
Where's Dumbledore when I need him?
Right? He comes in at the last second, Tiff. So now is not his time.
Now is not the time. He's going to come in.
When
July.
The cup is over.
July. Just kidding. You all lose. Good day, sir. All right. So thanks for joining us on this wild ride.
Jinx, you owe me Coke.
Oh, Tiffany owes Katie a Coke.
I didn't hear it.
Makes the success taste even better.
I can't wait till you're recording in the same room as me.
I can't wait either. Then you can really
internet lag.
Go get me a Coke.
And I can really just like scurry across the table and tackle someone. Oh my gosh. Okay. So that concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing. Just my voice.
Make sure to follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform. And please share us with your friends, because word of mouth is what gets us around. What was I going to say?
No, that, I don't know.
Tell your friends about
us. It's the best way.
Word of mouth.
Good news.
Word of mouth makes the world go round. Is that
it's like a great recommendation. If your friend tells you something is great, you're most likely going to try it out.
So let's just Tiff please. Coming in and saving the day, because we can't talk.
Share this
edit
episode.
That, please.
Nah, leave it.
Should I?
Bye, Swishers.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.